Namaste, my name is Kuri Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. So here is, I want to present five things to give up to raise your vibration instantly and feel happier. This is from Ken Honda, this is a money guru from Japan, and I've done his program and it worked. So, okay. Let go of people who drain your energy. Even if they are your best clients or close friends, it's important to recognize when a relationship no longer serves you. Letting go of people you don't need anymore can create space for better, more positive connection. Ask yourself, who or what is draining me? Yeah. When this happened to me, I'm so damn honest and tell this guy what I think from him again and again, and then he's leaving me. Then it's his choice, not my choice, okay? And I'm happy. So if somebody is draining you, you tell him that he is a sucker, that he drains you. And when he's doing it again, you say it again. Finish. And then you run away. Very simple thing. Let go of sacrifices that don't serve you. Are you in relationships where you feel sucked dry? Are you engaging in activities that no longer bring you joy? Or are you prioritizing your life partner over yourself? Remember, both partners should respect and value each other equally. Find solutions that honor your needs and well-being. Then let go of things you no longer enjoy. This could be old clothes, a car you don't love, or any clutter in your life. Declutter until you're surrounded only by things to use and love. The same applies to your work and living space. Ask yourself, do I truly love where I live? Do I need to renovate, change the colors, or even move? So I've driven here a very old car, so it was 6 years old, and then I sold it when it was 12 years old, bought the same cheaper car. So I made a bargain, and now the car is 21 years old, and I have to repair it again and again, and then I will sell it finally. So the car was a bargain, and also the other car was a bargain, so, but still the car is not serving me well, so I bought a new second-hand car. And now I feel better, but also I'm afraid that I make an accident or something happened to this car. And the other car was 6 years old when I bought it, and so on, blah, blah, blah. Nah. But, and then I felt also proud and so on, and had fear to make an accident. Okay, every change will something bring also negatively into inside of you, but at the end it will win. Let go of events and errands that don't align with you. If you are invited to events, meetings, or parties that no longer feel right, remember that it's okay to say no. You have the freedom to skip these without feeling guilty. Trust your instincts and prioritize your peace of mind. Also today I cannot drag me anymore to events that I don't like. It's not possible for me anymore. And I think because of my negative experience. Think over what doesn't serve you, let it go. Let go of books you no longer need. So this is special for me. Books can take up a lot of space, and if they no longer serve you, it's time to let them go. I personally sort through my collection every 5 years to decide what stays and what goes. Otherwise, I would live in a library. I prefer using a Kindle because it saves space and keeps things simple. Letting go of unnecessary books can free up your energy and create a more peaceful environment. It is just ridiculous. You live in a library, you have stored everywhere books, and so I put the books what I liked in a shelter with a door on it, and so that I cannot see the books. Okay. Or in a store. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.